This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by the Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, located at 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Hi, I'm Kathy Henderson, registered dietitian and this week's host for Keeping Pace with Your Health. I'll be talking about nuts this week and quoting from an article by the Tufts University Health and Nutrition Letter. Nuts are among the oldest human foods, with records of eating pistachios dating back to the Stone Age. Almonds were also found in King Tut's tomb in Egypt. Yet only in the past 20 years or so has science focused on nuts' health benefits, most notably in preventing heart disease, but also potentially helping to combat diabetes and protect your brain and bones. Packed with nutrients and healthy fats, nuts may even be a tool in weight management despite their high calorie count. Marketers have been quick to promote nuts' new healthy reputation, with nut growers' associations elbowing for the title of healthiest. But you can largely let your taste and personal preference rather than nutritional data guide your shopping. While there are differences between nuts, such as the relative amounts of mono versus polyunsaturated fatty acids, or their different forms of vitamin E, their similarities are more important. And these include being rich in good fats and thus calories, protein, fiber, vitamin E, and also low in carbs. Most of the foods we call nuts are tree nuts, botanically a dry, hardened composite of the seed and fruit of trees such as the walnut or almond tree. Tree nuts also include Brazil nuts, cashews, hazelnuts, macadamias, pecans, pistachios, and even pine nuts, which are really the seeds of pine trees. Chestnuts are also tree nuts, but are starchier and contain different micronutrients than other types. The notable exception in the nut world is the peanut. Despite commanding two-thirds of the U.S. nut market, including peanut butter, peanuts are actually legumes like beans or peas and grow in the ground rather than on trees. Nonetheless, from a nutritional standpoint, peanuts can be roughly grouped with the tree nuts. Per capita consumption of tree nuts and peanuts actually declined for most of the 20th century, and today Americans average only half of the 1.5 ounces a day that the FDA says could reduce the risk of heart disease. Only about a third of Americans eat any nuts at all on any given day, and 60% of U.S. nut consumption is as snacks rather than in place of other proteins. Nuts are an excellent source of vitamin E and magnesium. Individuals consuming nuts also have higher intakes of folate, beta-carotene, vitamin K, lutein, phosphorus, copper, selenium, potassium, and zinc per 1,000 calories. Nuts are also an excellent source of phytochemicals. Some of these nutty nutrients are especially important to fill gaps in the U.S. diet. More than 90% of us don't get enough dietary vitamin E, which you need for immune function and protection against oxidative damage to cell. Americans average only about 80% of the RDA for magnesium. Chronically low intake of magnesium can increase your risk of osteoporosis, high blood pressure, heart disease, and diabetes. 2012 study reported that people with diets low in magnesium are at greater risk for a stroke. Although all nuts contain magnesium, you'll get the most from eating Brazil nuts, almonds, and cashews. After a word from our sponsor, Dr. Ray Shepherd, I'll return with information on nuts and your heart health.
Hello, this is Dr. Ray Shepherd. Today I'd like to describe to you what I think is my most outstanding, most rewarding piece of equipment I have in my office. It's called a CEREC machine, and it enables me to provide my patients with crowns in one appointment. There's no temporaries or no return trips. The crowns are beautiful. They fit absolutely perfectly, and I've had the best positive response from my patients when they've had this kind of a restoration than anything else I have ever done. We're fortunate because less than 10% of the dentists in practice today have this machine. I think it's the best technology that's ever been invented. If you're one of my current patients and you're curious about the machine that I'm describing, next time you're in, please ask me and I'll be very happy to show you and let you see it in action. It's very interesting.
The Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Dr. Ray Shepherd.
Where we bring your smile to life.
I've been talking about the benefits of eating nuts. And the best substantiated benefit to your body from eating nuts is a reduction in the risk of coronary artery disease. Clinical trials have linked nut consumptions with improved cholesterol level. This is largely due to nuts' healthy ratio of good fats, mono and polyunsaturated fatty acids, including omega-3s and omega-6s, to saturated fat, the chief culprit in raising LDL, or bad cholesterol levels in the blood. After once condemning all dietary fats as evil, science now understands that some fats, like those in nuts, actually reduce your risk of heart disease. But the cholesterol-lowering benefits of eating nuts actually consistently outperform what would be expected from heart-healthy fats alone. This suggests other components of nuts are also at work. These may include dietary fiber, plant protein, antioxidants, and phytosterols. Nuts are also included in the Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension, or the DASH eating plan, which recommends eating 4 to 5 weekly servings of nuts, seeds, and beans to combat high blood pressure. In the OmniHeart study, a diet contributing about 4 ounces a week to plant protein using peanuts and peanut butter lowered blood pressure more than 2 other heart-healthy diets. I've been talking about the health benefits of eating nuts, and I'll return next week with additional benefits of eating nuts. I'm Kathy Henderson, registered dietitian and this week's host for Keeping Pace with Your Health.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by the Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.